What is your name?
My name is Margaret Patricia Phillips.
When did you join the Denver unit of WOSL?
I believe I joined in about 1969.
What branch of the service did you serve in?
I served in the Army Nurse Corps.
What influenced you to go in the Army Nurse Corps?
I graduated from nurses training in 1944, and I joined for patriotic reasons.
What did you do prior to enlisting in the Army Nurse Corps?
I graduated in 44, and then in 43, and then I worked on staff duty at Grace Hospital, Northwestern Branch in Detroit, Michigan, prior to coming into service.
What did you do in the Army Nurse Corps?
I had varied positions. I came in as second lieutenant and did staff duty, and later worked in the 91C courses, and after that became chief nurse of various hospitals.
What do you mean by the 91C course?
91C course is very similar to, like a licensed practical nurse course. When students graduate from this Army training school, they're eligible to take licensure in the state.
How long were you in the Army Nurse Corps?
I was in the Army Nurse Corps 32 years, 10 months, and 7 days.
How many hours? Where did your travels take you?
My travels took me to Hawaii, Europe for 7 years on 2 different assignments, Korea, Vietnam, and various stateside assignments. I think I had about 17 different assignments within the USA.
What kind of housing did you have when you were in the Army Nurse Corps?
My housing varied. When we started out, it was barracks with many people in one room. Then we graduated to 2 in a room. Then later, it was share a bath. Then we were able to live out on the economy.
What was your uniform dress?
That too varied. I've worn fatigues, the brown seersucker uniform wraparound. Then we had the starch white uniform, and up to the present day uniform, which is more of a polyester drip dry, along with the slacks.
What was the nature of the medical care that was available to you?
I always had very adequate care from the Army, and I still appreciate anything that I get from Fitzsimmons.
What were your memorable experiences in the service?
Memorable experiences were numerous. The one that comes to mind is when I was in Vietnam. We were supposed to leave early in the evening from Benoit, and at that time we were being bombed, and we didn't get out to about 5 o'clock in the morning. And I always remember when the plane went up, everybody started clapping, they put off the lights on the plane, we knew we were on our way home.
Can you compare service careers then with the present time?
Yes, there have been many, many changes in the medical profession, including nursing. I think the nurses of today are very technical minded and are certainly very proficient in monitoring and doing a lot of technical work that wasn't even available in our time. However, I do think there's good and bad. I do think that the nurses of our time were more patient-oriented.
What required the greatest adjustment for you when you came in the Army Nurse Corps?
Probably community living, but I can't say that was a great problem because I didn't have that much trouble adjusting, but I'm sure it was very difficult for some people.
When you came in the Army Nurse Corps, did you plan in staying in the Army Nurse Corps, or did it just sort of grow into a career?
It actually grew into a career. I had no intentions of joining the Army Nurse Corps. I really knew very little about it, and I'm sure if, when I came in 1944, if the war hadn't been on, I never would have made a career of it. I came in, and then in 1946, everybody was left out of service because they didn't realize how large the Nurse Corps would be, nor did they have the funds. I had no sooner got out of the service than I got all kinds of information in the mail asking me to come back in. And although I hadn't seen much of the world with the exception of Okinawa and Japan, I thought, well, I'll come in for another 2 years and perhaps I'll be fortunate enough to go to Europe.
What did you do after you retired from the service?
Actually, after I retired from the service, I really enjoyed my civilian life as much as I enjoyed my military life. I've been involved with all kinds of organizations, most of them patriotic, and I have enjoyed that time very much.
What does being a member of WOSL mean to you?
I've enjoyed being with WOSL because I think it's a patriotic organization, and it's very interesting in doing activities to help society.
Thank you very much.